So, Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to continue part two of the shiur about the Maral Goylem Prague. And as the Oylem was able to see from the Mar Mekoymes, there are different inyonim that we find in Chazal, in the Gemara, in Achroinim, Gedoyla Achroinim, about the concept of creating a Goylem. And we'll go through a few of these Mar Mekoymes, and we'll try to wrap up the whole Inyan. Now, as we mentioned before, the Etzem Inyan, the Etzem concept of creating a Goylem, is something that we find in the Gemara. The Gemara, as the Oylem saw in Sanhedrin, Daf Samachay Omid Beis, gives us a story about Reb Chanina, Reb Oishia, that Have Yozve Kol Mala Shabbata, Va'oske B'Sefer Yetzira, and they were oisik in Sefer Yetzira, in Mivra Lahu Igla Tilsa, and Igla Tilsa would be created, Va'ochlele, and they ate it. So many people have asked the question, how is it possible to create an Igla Tilsa? Igla Tilsa means a calf that's the third, number three from its mother, and you can't create a number three. Just like this, the Velduk Tavertel, that there was a certain chazan that made a performance, and he wanted to get feedback. They told him, you are the third Yossele Rosenblatt. So they asked, he asked, who was the second? Nishgevesen. So it shot is, you can't create a third Igla. So the question is, how does it work that in Mivr Lahu Igla Tilsa? So the Poshet Pshat is that Igla Tilsa is a certain taste. A calf, the firstborn, is still, so to speak, raw. Is not yet fully developed, so to speak. But once it's the third, then it's the mostly developed. And then the taste is in the best way possible. So these Amoiroim would be Oisik and Sefer Yetzira, and what was created was an Igla Tilsa, which means the best that's Shayach in veal. Now, many other people asked, the Gemara gives an introduction. The Gemara starts that Rava says, Iboyu Tzadiki Baru Alma, that if Tzadikim would want, they would be able to create a world, and he brings a Pasuk, and then the Gemara says, Rava created a Gavra, and he sent him to Reb Zeira, and he wouldn't be able to speak. So Reb Zeira right away recognized that this is not someone that was born, this was someone that was created, and he told them, go right back from where you came from. Now, someone asked, L'chaira, is this what the world of Tzadikim would look? The Gemara says that Tzadikim create a world. What it would look like, the people wouldn't be speaking. The calf, they would have Igel Tilsa. What does it mean? So the Mefarshim explain, Iboyu Tzadiki Bara Alma doesn't mean that they would create a world, another world. And in our day and age, it would be very convenient. You have a fight with someone, okay, I'm getting out, I'm creating my own world. That's not the way it works. Bara Alma means that they have a koyach to change in Yonim in the Teva. That a tzaddik, the inyan of tzaddik goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, is something which is natural, that tzaddikim, if they don't have chait, then they have the koyach that whatever tzaddik goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. But it doesn't mean creating a world in the literal sense. Okay, now we're going to go to the second source. The second source we brought down was the Chelkas Machoikik, which brings down the story with Yirmiyah and Ben Sira. Now, many people remember this Chelkas Machoikik from the shiur that we gave about Ben Sira. Approximately a year ago, we spoke about Ben Sira. So this source is Iker Choster Men HaSefer. In other words, what you see here is only what the Chalkas Machoikik brings down, Benoigeya, the Shaila of Piri Verivia, whether you can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Piri Verivia, in a way when there were no relations between the husband and the wife. So this is the Shaila where it comes in Shulchan Aruch. But there's a much more to the story, which is Noigeya to the Inyan of Goylem. So what's the story that the Chalkas Mechoikik brings down? So he brings the Mekoyres are mamash from the earliest. The second page 3. So the Chalkas Mechoikik brings down that Yirmiyah was Bizman Bayis Harishon, and he was misasik in Sefer Yetzirah. Sefer Yetzirah we saw in the Gemara, which means the Gemara being Sefer Yetzirah. Who was the one who wrote Sefer Yetzirah? So there's a machloikis, but the Chalkas Mechoikik says it was Mizman Avram Avinu. So that's probably one of the first Sfarim that we have. Avram Avinu wrote Sefer Yetzirah. What's Sefer Yetzirah? It goes through the different Tzirufim and Shemas of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. So he says that Yirmiyah was Oisik in Sefer Yetzirah, and what happened was that he did it on his own. He didn't have a chavrusa. B'yotzeh baskoy va'omra k'nei lecha chaver. Go and find yourself a chavrusa. Don't learn this on your own. Holach etzol Sira benoy. He went to Sira benoy v'nis asko b'sefer Yetzirah shaloi shonim. That's the story that the Chalkas Mechoikik brings. The question is, what happened after the 3 years? Like, the Harusa didn't last. Why was it only 3 years? So they bring down the Hemshech of the story. The Hemshech of the story was that there was someone created from this learning Sefer Yetzirah 3 years. After 3 years of learning, all of a sudden, there was a barrier that was created. Now, this barrier had on his forehead the words Vashem Elohim Emes. And the story goes that this barrier had a knife in his hand and he started scraping off the words, the Ois Aleph, which would read Vashem Elohim without the Aleph, right? That's mamash the worst thing possible to say. And Yirmiyah ripped his clothing when he saw that this barrier on his own was scraped off the word, the letter Aleph from Emes, and it read Vashem Elohim Mem Sof. And he asked him, Loma atom moichik Aleph Shalemes, why did you do this? So he told him as follows, I will give you a mashal, he said. This is the barrier. The barrier told Yirmiyah.
He can't speak.
Well, in the Gemara, he couldn't speak. So in this one, either he was able to speak, or he was able to, they knew a Shtimlushin. But he brings Azoi, Em Shalacha Moshal, I'll give you a Moshal. Lama Adava Doima, Lebanoi Echod, he said. This is the Moshal that this Birya was telling Yirmiyah, whether he was telling him in sign language, or it doesn't say. So he said, Lama Adava Doima, Lebanoi Echod, there was a builder, Shoyaboyne Kama Batim, Kama Medinois, Kama Migroshes, a very famous builder that did a fantastic job. Velohoy Oda Margish Bimnose Klal, in other words, people couldn't figure out his tricks, because the work that he gave out was the best that anyone was able to do. So atche pitiuv shnei bnei adam velomdom soit imnosoi. Two people convinced him to teach them the tricks of his trade. Atche yedu hakol al derech haemes. They learned everything, you know, till the end. Ikishayodu haomnos veyodu soidoi. They started having a fight, and they opened on their own. They have the tricks of the trade, so they started their own business. Anything new? This is, it goes back, right, all the way to that time. This is from Torah. There's Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. This is Torah Shebalpeh, as far as the Olam is concerned. So Lemaisa, they learned the trade, they broke off, and what did they do? They started their own business. They didn't sign a non-compete. So, Lamaisa, and they undercharged. In other words, whatever he would charge for his work, they charged less. Because, you know, they weren't the real thing. When people realized that they can have the same product that looked the same as the original, but for cheaper, so they left this original Uman. But the emes is, how could you compare? You know, from the outside, when it's new, when it's brand new, it looks the same. But as soon as you start living in it, wear and tear, the original one held and the other one started crumbling. So he says the same thing is with the Inyan of Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam. And Adam, we see almost 6,000 years later, and we're still in the same B'Tzelem Elokim. We're still being created in the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Arishon originally. Sefer Yetzira is gemachta maasas. It's not the real thing. It looks the same. From the onset, it looks the same. So how, in other words, what this goylem was telling Yirmiyah was that it's not right to create such type of things, because people might start thinking that this is the real stuff, and it's not. So Yirmiyah asked them, my tekante, oh, fine, you're right, we accept. But what should we do? You're here. How do we undo you? Right? And there's no control Z, right? Today you just press control Z and it undoes. So he told him what to do, and he just turned into a mound of earth, and that was the end of the story. So what do we see from this story? That the Chalk Svachayk doesn't bring this part because it's not relevant to Hilchas Pirya Berivya. But what we see from here is that just like in the Gemara we have the story with the Amoraim creating the Ben Adam and the Eglat Tilsa, and we have Yirmiyah Novi with the learning of his Chavrusa, his son, that he learned for 3 years, there was this individual that was created, and they sent him back because, as he explained, that it might undermine the appreciation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, and therefore it's wrong. Now, we find another source, which the Olim saw on page 4. So if the Olim wants to see, page 4. We saw the Shlo. The Shlo mentions a fascinating idea about what the fight between the Yosef and the brothers were, what the Dibosom Ra is, because otherwise it needs an explanation. So he goes into a whole shtickle that basically this was an Inyan of, they created, with Sefer Yetzirah, they created Balachai, and in that time, the Balachai did not need Shechita. Today, someone asked me, what would be the halacha if you had such a Balachai? Would it need Shechita? So the answer is, Midrabanan, it definitely would need Shechita, because we find, Doilim is learning Chulinau Dafayoimi, by the Inyan of a Ben Pakua, which is, means if you find an unborn behema in the womb of an animal, so even if it's alive, which is very rare, but it could be, it is possible if you catch it in right away and you take it out right away, if you shech the mother and you take out a live animal from the mother, me'ikar adin, it does not need shechita, and because it was mutter in hutar v'shechitas imoy. However, midrabanan, it needs shechita. So the same way, even this iglat tilsa, if you have a little calf running around, even if it was created and it wasn't born, but midrabanan, it would need shechita. But the Shlo explains that at that point in time in Atayr, it definitely does not need shechita. So
seems to suggest that they created the Tilsa on Shabbos.
Erev Shabbos.
They made Shechita Erev Shabbos.
What?
And
probably. It doesn't say. It says Ochlelehu. It doesn't say if they roasted it or cooked it or fried it. It doesn't say. It doesn't say. If you look at the Gemara says Ochlelehu, they ate it. It doesn't say if they made a bracha. No, I'm saying it. No. It doesn't say if they made a. Did they make a bracha? Does it need a bracha? What? Shahakol niya bidvaroi, right? And this is shahakol niya bidvareinu. Yeah, because of Maris Ayin, you need to shecht a ben pekua, and the chayre, this would apply there, but we don't know. There's no.
Yeah,
anachanam. But the Shlo goes in with the Mahalach that they created Baal Chai, they created women, and these were the women that Yosef saw the Shvatim hang around with. And this is the Mahalach of the Shlo. Now, I just wanted to point out that the Chofetz Chaim in Shmiras HaLoshen brings down this Shlo. In what context does he bring down this Shlo? So the Chofetz Chaim is Mechadish, he speaks about Hilchas Lashon Hara, and he says that in Hilchas Lashon Hara, being down Lekaf Schus goes together in tandem with Lashon Hara. Why? Because the din is that if you see someone doing an Avera Befarhesia, there's no Lashon Hara. Because if someone is behaving like that openly, then if someone is Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, there's no din Isra of Lashon Hara. Because he himself is willing that people should know that he was Mechal Shabbos. However, says the Chofetz Chaim, you have to be done a person lekaf schos, which means in today's day and age, you see someone being Mechal Shabbos, maybe he's a Hatzalah member. And before you start spreading slander that this guy is Mechal Shabbos, you have to be done lekaf schos. What's the raya that you have to be done lekaf schos? He brings a raya from Yosef. The Torah says that Yosef atzadik, vayova Yosef as dibosam ro, which means that's a derogatory term, which means that it was definitely Lashon Hara. Yosef atzadik was over, in his level, he was over on the Isra of Lashon Hara. Sfreg the Chofetz Chaim, why is it Lashon Hara? You see people eating meat without shechita, openly, in the open. That's an Avera, so why is there a problem? The Teretz is because he had to be done then, Lekaf Schuz, that maybe this was Sefer Yetzira. The same with the Arayas, which Rashi says, that he told his father that their Nechshad on Gilu Arayas was haste. He saw them, the Teretz is, he should have been done then, Lekaf Schuz. Now, I just want to point out something very interesting. I heard from an Einikel of the Chofetz Chaim, who said over B'Shem's grandfather, that the Chofetz Chaim would say that even though you have to be done a person lekaf zechus, but you don't have to be done him lekaf shtus. What does it mean lekaf shtus? Lekaf shtus means that anything that's within the norm, you have to think maybe this is the circumstance. But to start thinking and using a wild imagination and going meshuga to think maybe this and this is what happened, that's already beyond the chiev of being done lekaf zechus. So, l'chayre, in the way we see it, such type of behavior to create goylemus and create animals is something which is not in our realm. It's still above our radar. So, for us, maybe, if we see someone behaving like that, we see someone in a treif restaurant, we don't have to start thinking that maybe with Sefer Yetzira, he brought in here this burger and it's kosher. But in the context of the Shvatim and Yosef HaTzadik, where the Shvatim were on a totally different level, and for them Sefer Yetzirah wasn't such a big deal, for them it's considered Kaf Schos and not Kaf Shtus. But again, we're putting things into context.
What relationship did they have?
It doesn't say clearly, but no, I don't think that he saw actual what they were doing, what belongs in a bedroom. But it's enough. Yeah, Matayel, even to walk around with them is something which you know today, you know, lighted, you know, the world. But it's definitely something which you know is not something befitting to the Shiftekah. Now the Chasam Sofer in his drashas has an issue with this shlo, and he says he doesn't understand. The Shvatim didn't have anything better to do than to create women, and even with the animals, the Chasam Sofer is not very happy. So the Chasam Sofer speaks about it. But there's a very interesting Yad Rama, and the Yad Rama will put things into perspective as far as this whole inyan of Goylemus and the Gemaras and anything that we saw till now. And I would like to quote the Loshon of the Yad Rama. The Yad Rama is medayik from the Loshon HaGemara. If you look at the Gemara, which we mentioned before about the Amoraim that created the Goylem, let's take a look at the Loshon. The Lashon says, Reb Chanina, Reb Oishia, have a yozvi, kol ma'ala shabata. They would sit every Erev Shabbos, v'oski b'sefer yetzira. They would be oisik and sefer yetzira, imivru lahu, and a igla tilsa was created, v'ochlilei. Says the Yad Ramah, these Amoraim, they had no intention of creating Egla Tilsa. In other words, you want Egla Tilsa, you go to the butcher shop. That's where you get Egla Tilsa. What did they do? These Amoraim, in their Kedusha V'Tahara, what time of the week did they feel on the highest level? Erev Shabbos, after Mincha, after Tefillah B'Mikveh, this is the most opportune time, even today, and I always say it, and I try it myself. The best time when it's quiet, I mean, it depends where you are, but you can find a quiet spot, and you could really focus on your Avodas Hashem, is in that time, Friday afternoon, Friday night, because that's when things sort of, people, everyone is busy with their things. Things calm down. The kisheshes yom also Hashem es hashmayim es haoretz uvayoy mashvi shavas vayinofash. That is the most opportune time when a person can sort of reconnect with his ruchnius. So these amoraim, if you look in the Gemara stresses what they did was they would sit every erev Shabbos and be oisik and sefer yetzira. Nothing to do with the intention of creating anything. Their intention was to be oisik and sefer yetzira, because we can appreciate that to be oisik and sefer yetzira, you have to be on a certain level, and that's when they felt the most connected. What does the Gemara say? All of a sudden, mivru lahu igla tilsa. From there being oisik and sefer yetzira, igla tilsa was all of a sudden created. It emerged out of nowhere. This igla tilsa emerged, and if they had it, the ochlele, they ate it. But that wasn't their motive. Not pshat that they were looking to create a piece of meat. They were oisik and sefer yetzira, and the level of their being oisik and sefer yetzira was such that an igla tilsa emerged. Now, having said that, we can understand many different things. The story with Yirmiah and his son Ben Sira. What happened? 3 years they were learning Sefer Yetzirah. Right? Yirmiah started learning Sefer Yetzirah himself. Bein ele bein atzma, yotze, baskoil, knei lecha chover. So he was oisik for 3 years. What happened after 3 years? It doesn't say. The teretz is, they were learning in such a level that it took 3 years to be oisik and sefer yetzira, and then what was created? A perfect human being. In other words, people ask that l'chayra, how is he able to talk when the Gemara says he can't talk? Yes, the ones that they did was on such a level. It sefer yetzira is something which it's not pshat that it has the tricks of the trade. You have an instructions manual, right? With Lahavdil, you want to build a model plane, so you buy a set, a kit, and it has exactly how you build the plane. So you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to cut, you have to paste, No, that's not what Sefer Yetzirah is all about. It doesn't say, now you're going to, these are instructions to create this, these are instructions to create that. What Sefer Yetzirah is the soidus of the Yetziras Habriya. Kevayochel, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was created with the same concept of Sefer Yetzirah, and this is what happens. So it depends on which level you are, who you are, and what you are. This fits very nicely with the story that Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings, in which we have on page 7. On page 7, we have the story with Reb Chaim Volozhiner, which is the Hakdoma to the Safra de Tzniyasa, which is a parish of the Goen, and he says that Ibe Sefer Yetzirah, the Goyen had the Sefer Yetzirah, he knew it by heart, from a young age, and he says why, because I offered to the Goyen, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, 10 different Nuschois in the Sefer Yetzirah, different versions, different Gersois, V'omar li, and he told me, Gersosoi HaBerura KeGerses HaAri, Rag Dover Echad Hoysef. He says there's one mistake in the printed from the Ari, and the Goyen said we have to fix that. So the Reb Chaim Voloshin said, wait, according to your Mahalach, we can create a Golem. Again, we're talking here about people that knew all the Soidas, and they knew everything else, right? We don't know many things yet, but they knew everything, so this was like sort of the last thing. So he said, now we can create a Golem. So the Golem said, so he says that he was creating a golem and he was under bar mitzvah. So again, whether his intention was to create it purposely or not, but we see that with Sefer Yetzirah, and especially with this girsa and that girsa, all of a sudden a golem is created. It's not pshat that you go ahead and create a golem. So oy bazoi, we can fa'emfer the shvatim. The Shvatim didn't go about and create a Goylem. By their being Oisik in Sefer Yetzirah, they didn't have any other Svarim, too many, right? The Sefer Yetzirah was available, so they learned Sefer Yetzirah. And from learning Sefer Yetzirah properly, behemoths were created, women were created, but not pshat that they engaged specifically in being Oisik in Sefer Yetzirah. Yeah? But that was only because it was relevant. To them it was already not relevant. There is maybe one, but not the way we have it. They didn't have the Oitzer HaChokhmah. So Akaponim, so now we have a very interesting maral. Now, obviously, you know, people would like to see about the Goylem in the maral. So obviously there's no Remez Koldehu in the maral, and we'll explain why. But the Maral discusses the concept of Sefer Yetzirah and Kishuv. Someone asked me before why Sefer Yetzirah is not Kishuv. So the Maral addresses it. He brings a Gemara. The Gemara says, which is a bit later than the Gemara that we just learned, the next blot, Omar Abaye, Hilchas Kishofim, Kehilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Kishofim is the same as Hilchas Shabbos. Yeshmehen Biskila. Yesh poter aval oser v'yesh mutar lekatchila. Just by Shabbos, you have things that are chayv skila, things that are mutar lekatchila, things that are poter aval oser. By kishuv, you have the same. What is the kishuv that's mutar lekatchila? Kreb chanina v'reb oishia. That kishuv that's mutar lekatchila. So the Maral says that this means that being oisig in Sefer Yetzirah is called kishuv. So the Maral says no. And the reason why the Maral brings it is to refute those that want to say that Sefer Yetzirah is Kishuv. And the Maral says no. Kishuv, he says, is something that people call that way, which is out of the norm. Anything which is not nature, people call Kishuv. But he says that Sefer Yetzirah is Minak HaOilam. He says, it's not you're doing something out of the ordinary, it's minhag ha'olam. But most people don't know, they have no clue what it is. But it's a certain manual of the way the world was created. And he says that, Sefer Yetzirah, Sheboi Askara Shemois of Yisborach, Ashabahem Bara Oilomoi, in Sefer Yetzirah where you have the Tzir of Oisias, the Shemus with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Ki b'ko Hashem tzur olam, in the pasuk says, b'ko Hashem with the oisu with the shem Hashem, shekol olam nivra b'shmoisav, ein ze dover yotze meseder olam, af ki hu mevatel tivei hadvarim v'aminik. Even if he's mevatel the nature, but it's not called kishuv, dim loikein says the maral, hoya oser hatfila. One can argue that one is not allowed to daven, because davening can definitely change the course of nature, and if changing course of nature is called kishuv, how are you allowed to daven? So basically what the Maral is saying is that Sefer Yetzirah is mamash nature, but you have to know what you're doing. And most people are not on that level. So having said that, we understand a bit better of why for Yirmiyah it took 3 years, because it took him 3 years to be able to create a perfect Ben Adam. These Amoraim get created, a person that couldn't talk was less time, and the Eglatilsa is a totally different madrega. It's not even a human being. So again, these are things which we see in Chazal and in the Poskim that's what they did. Now, everyone saw the Chubin Chacham Tzvi, where the Chacham Tzvi, who lived approximately 100 years after the Maral, even less. The Maral passed away in Shin Samach Tes, and the Chacham Tzvi passed away in Tof Yud Ches. So we're talking 50 years. The Chacham Tzvi probably was able to know the Maral. He was in the same time, but he passed away 50 years later. So the Chacham Tzvi writes a shaila whether you can be matzarev adam hanoitzer al yidei yitzira, if you can be matzarev him to minyan, and even the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Now, many have a kasha. If the story of the Goyla Miprag was true, why doesn't the Chacham Tzvi quote it? He quotes his Zayda, who was his elder Zayda, who created the Goylem in Chelm, and it would have definitely. Why does he quote his elder Zayda? Because he wants to make a stronger impact. So it would have made a big impact. People knowing the story of the Goylem, why doesn't he mention not a word of it? Now, the chidushim of the Chacham Tzvi are fascinating. He holds that there's no chiyav ritzicha when you kill a goylem, because he brings, the pasuk says, shoyfech dam ha'odom ba'odom, that only someone that was born in an odom, that was formed in a human being, is considered an odom. And some ask Akasha, according to that, killing odom arishin wouldn't have been an offense of chiyav misa. Because Adam Arishin wasn't Adam Adam Ba Adam. So there's many shilas on that, and that's why we had page 6, where you can see the Ha'oras, the different Achronim, bring on the Chacham Tzvi. Now, we want to bring one more thing, and then we'll see, try to wrap it up. We printed out on page 8 the Maramokim from a Dayan in Prague, who lived later. And he brings a minig that they had in the Altnai Shul. They had a minig to say Mizmor Shi L'Yoyim HaShabbos twice. And Ad HaYoyim, they still have that minig. So here he brings down what's the reason. The reason for the minig is because their minig was to have music, live music, instruments by Kabbalah Shabbos. And because of that, you can't have music on Shabbos, instruments. So they would say Mizmor Shi L'Yoyim HaShabbos twice. The first time they said it, V'senach Gvayim Vochen, with the music, and then they put away the instruments, and then they said Mizmor Shi L'Yoyim HaShabbos twice. This is the story that this Kapei Aharon brings down. And Agav, he brings other fascinating stuff about Prague. One of the things he brings is that the stones of the shul in the Altnai shul supposedly are there from the second Beis Hamikdash, that they brought it, but they made a tanai that when the Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt, they'll bring back the stones and take apart the shul. So it's called Altnai shul, that it was built Altnai. But that's what he brings down. I have a sefer that brings down a totally, totally different reason why they say Mizmor Shi L'Yoyim HaShabbos twice, because I'm sure people are wondering, what does that have to do with the Goylem? What does the Kabbalah Shabbos with music have to do with the Goylem? So there's another reason, a totally different reason, why they say Mizmor Shi L'Yoyim HaShabbos twice. So they bring a story that the Maral had a minig that every Friday, when the services of the Goylem were not necessary, he would put him to sleep for 24 hours. Why would he put him to sleep? Because he wasn't a real human, and he was sort of a guf, belina shama, and a guf belina shama is a very strong attraction to the chitzoinim. Just like we know that barmenon, a nifter, there are in Yonim api kabbalah about the chitzoinim being mizdabek. Why? Because the chitzoinim try to latch onto something, and on a human being they're not allowed to. So they try to latch on to a guf b'li neshama, because that's sort of in a transition period. So having such a type of a creation as the goylem, which is a guf b'li neshama, is a perfect attraction for the goylem. So he would for these chitzoinim. So he would put the goyim to sleep by removing a certain shame that what he had in his mouth, and with this shame he was considered chatzi, but without it he was considered like dead. So he wasn't worried. The story goes that one week the Maral forgot to take out that shame. And they said Mizmor Shiluyim HaShabbos. Shabbos started coming in, and all of a sudden they hear noises, terrible, terrible noises. And there was a Rash Gadol going on, and he chapped that he forgot to put the Goylem to sleep. So he was Mater Neder. The Halacha says, according to some Shittas, that if a person is Mekabel Shabbos, and we're talking when it's still Oyd HaYom Gadol, even if it's Mekabel Shabbos, you can be Mater Neder. You can nullify the Kabbalah Shabbos. We're not talking, no one should take the idea that on Shabbos you want to have a cigarette, you're going to be Mevatel the Kabbalah Shabbos. We're talking Erev Shabbos. When it's Tosfos Shabbos, you can nullify the Kabbalah Shabbos. And he nullified the Kabbalah Shabbos, and he did what he had to do. And then, now we're going to make Shabbos again. So he said Mizmor Shir Shiluyim HaShabbos twice, the second time, and that minik stayed. This is a story that is brought down in a sefer from, also, you know, it's from sources. Now, this concept of a goylem becoming wild and becoming sort of out of hand is brought down in the Yavetz. The Yavetz was a son to the Chacham Tzvi. And on page 6, you can see I bring the copy of the thing of the Yavetz, that the Yavetz says that the reason why his Zayde, Reb Elia Baal Shem, put his goylem that the Chacham Tzvi mentions, he put him to sleep forever, is because he started misbehaving. And there was a chashash that he's going to do a lot of damage. So he basically put him to sleep. But he writes that in the process, this goylem damaged, he made a very bad mark in the face of the Reb Elia Baal Shem. And that's something which people saw. Until the rest of his life, he had a mark from this goylem that did it b'shas, he was trying to put him to sleep. But the point is that we see that these goylems, whatever they are, can cause such type of damage. And that is why, according to this Shitta, they say Mizmor Shiluyim HaShabbos twice in Prague. Now,
have you seen a marker about the story that the goylem had carried too much water in it?
These are stories brought down in the Nefloes Maral, which we discussed in part 1, that there's a question whether these stories are true or not, if it's someone's fiction. Now, the question is, the million-dollar question is, if there was a Goylem of Prague, why is there no mention at all? And this is a very, very big question. Now, there is a brilliant answer on this. And the answer is as follows. The Maral did not want anyone to know that he created a Goylem. And there are many different reasons why. In his context, he was an onov. It's not something he wanted people to brag about. But imagine today if there would be someone in the world that has an ability to create a goylem. He wouldn't have a life, right? People would bother him all day and night with all kinds of different bakoshes. So it's better not to know, and people should know. People saw him. Who says that people knew that he was a goylem? He was created like a human being. Yes, he was bizarre. He was funny. He was mute. He couldn't talk. But are there many candidates today roaming the streets of Northwest London that can fit the description of a goylem any time, right? So who is to say that this individual who they put on a hat, they put on a suit, and he it's gedreit vam oylem, he looked like any other person, and no one knew where he was born. He didn't have a birth certificate, but you know, who is to say that just because there was a goylem and he was roaming around with the oylem that people knew? Some want to say that the Maral didn't want anyone to know, and no one knew. The only one that Taka knew is his son-in-law, who was involved in creating the goylem. But even his family, is not mukhra that they knew. In other words, there was this individual, that this is where he was. You know, you have in every community, you have these eccentric people, these legends, people that, and sometimes you ask, where did they come from? And no one knows. No one, people start trying to remember. When did he first, when was he first seen in the area? Sometimes, recently there was such a story. There was someone that passed away who was such a type of a person. He fitted the description of a golem. And people started saying, we remember him from the 40s, from the 50s. Like all of a sudden people start thinking, how long ago, how far back do we remember this guy? But who is to say that just because someone is roaming around and acts funny and looks funny, that he's a golem? He can be a golem of a different sort. So that's not such a strong kasha, why it's not mentioned. It wasn't known. Yeah, the Chacham Tzvi knew that the Maral had a Shamus, right? And he was called Yosela. But who is to say that he was a creation? Maybe he was a Yetzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Nebuch, acted like a Goylem. So that's not such a stark Kasha. But there are many other sources, as I mentioned before, that there's a Sefer called Moifes Hador, from someone that writes that he heard from his Zayde, heard from the Lembeg Eruv, the Shoyle Meshev, who quoted from the Noide B'Yehuda, that the Noide B'Yehuda did approve the Indian that there was a Goylem, and he saw it, and he's the one who supposedly said not to go up to the attic, and there is that source. And as I mentioned before, Reb Moshe Shapiro held that this is a Akranta source, that there is something to it. So again, as we said before, it doesn't really matter whether there was a Goylem or there wasn't. It doesn't make us a better Yid, a better Oved Hashem, in any way, shape or form, whether there was a Goylem or not. And as we mentioned before, from one of the Gedolei Yisrael that said about the Maral, that creating and being Mamed, a Talmud like the Tosfos Yontev, is a much greater achievement than creating a Goylem. Goylem, big deal, but Talmud like the Tosfos Yontev, that's a much much greater achievement. So again, as far as we're concerned, we have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we have to do what's right and be a mensch, not be a Goylem, because as we mentioned before, the Mishnah in Ovis tells us what a Goylem is, and there are many people that behave like a Goylem. So the point is that
Goyim and Prat also have this legend.
That was the Goyim, exactly. So that's one of the reasons why some say that it is true, because they had. But again, I don't think we'll ever know, and I don't think Tchias HaMeisim that he's going to wake up. So I don't know if we'll ever know whether there was. When there will be Tchias HaMeisim, the Maral will be back, but chances are that he won't. He won't disclose. So we might never know if there was a Goylem or not. But as I said, it doesn't matter. The point is, we have to believe that it's possible. That it's possible for a Gadol B'Yisrael to create a Goylem. And again, the purpose of creating a Goylem is not for your own use and not for your, like the stories. Why are people fascinated with these stories? Because everyone starts using their imagination and fantasizing, halavai, I would have a Goylem, I wouldn't have to go to shul, I would send him to shul, I would do, I would let him do everything that I need to do, and I would be lazy. That's why we think about a Goylem in that context. But the Maral definitely did not use it in that context. And on the contrary, the stories go that whenever he was used for their own private use, it turned into disaster. But the main point is that we have to know that it's possible for a Gadol B'Yisrael to create a Goylem. And our job is to work on ourselves to be the chacham, which is the chiluf of the goylem, and then we'll be zoicha to all barachas of the Torah.